hot gossip.
Oh my God.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
97.9 The Box.
Check this out.
All right, this is your boy JQ, the Pimperella, for That's What's Up. Where everybody been talking about DMX fighting, you know, George Zimmerman in this big celebrity boxing match, man, for charity. Well, I tell you, the people of America don't want it to happen. A petition has been posted to the White House petition page calling for the bout to be canceled, man. The entire idea of the event is to use racial tension to lure people into purchasing tickets. That's what the people of America are saying in the document and everything. The petition also claims that the celebrity boxing promoter, Damon Feldman, has been known for fixing fights and bypassing state requirements to obtain fighter licenses. Ooh-wee, man. So far, the petition got 5,000 signatures. And also, DMX said he ain't fighting till he find out what the money gonna be like. God dog it, we gonna have to see what's gonna happen with this. Ooh-wee, man. You know, a lot of people was mad at Macklemore for winning all them Grammys, especially the one for Album of the Year, which they figured, you know, that the big homie Kendrick Lamar should have won. But they ain't stopping Nas from working with him. In the interview with Complex Magazine, that boy Nas said, yeah, man, I'm gonna work with this dude. You know what I'm saying? Why shouldn't I? I might as well. He said Macklemore is a positive storyteller, and you gotta respect him for that, man. Also, you know, Nas told fans, you know, he got a track, you know, that's people been waiting on with Timbaland called Sinatra in the Sand, and he plans to, you know, release that in the next 6 months. Months when the time is right, man. All I got to say, work with that boy Macklemore. That boy makes some good music in America, man. Boy, it's a beautiful day in America. If you live in the New York area, Brooklyn Restaurant is going to make you eat J&B for Valentine's Day. And it's located in the Carroll Gardens neighborhood of the borough. It's an Italian restaurant called Brucci. And they created a Jay-Z and Beyonce themed menu for the most romantic day of the year. Diners would choose from pasta dishes with names such as Jay-Zitty, I Am Pasta Fierce, before moving on to the main course, which includes a veal breastplate called Breastin' Chow. Among the other dishes they got up there, they got oysters, Rockefeller, and Halo. Boy, I tell you, it's going down up in that thing right there, baby. I tell you, I might have to go down there myself and taste some of these fine, exquisite tasters. Man, oh man, the bad boy R&B Chris Brown, you know he in anger management rehab. He ain't supposed to be going to no parties and everything, but he showed up to a Super Bowl party after visiting his attorney, you know, on Sunday. And then before he went to rehab, he stopped by a party that was hosted by Trey Songz. He said he stopped by because he thought it was a charity event, man. He was only there for 10 minutes and was accompanied by a worker from the rehab facility, but that ain't a good thing. You ain't supposed to be going by no party. You need to make sure you be good so you don't start throwing no bottles at nobody. Chris Brown, hope you can get rid of that anger, son. It's your boy JQ the Pimperella for That's What's Up on 97.9 The Box.